TGIF. It's Friday, October 28th, 2022, and this is The New Day with Brian Vance on HerbDayRadio.com and AM 1620. I'll be bringing you news, views, events, and happenings from all over southwestern Ohio, including birth announcements, death announcements, and everything in between. So put down that newspaper and pull up a cup of coffee. Things get underway right after this.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey. Why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Civic news, church events, news around the town. Here's your community bulletin board.
Welcome to The New Day. Today is Friday, October 28th, 2022. It is the 301st day of the year. There are 64 days remaining until the year 2023. Birthdays today, tomorrow, and Sunday. I only have birthdays for today. Joyce Stroop and Amy Dickey Smith, happy birthday to you. No anniversaries to report, no card share request, and no birth announcements. But if you have one, my email address is brianvancenewday@herbdayradio.com. Celebrity birthdays today. TV actor Matt Smith is 39. On Saturday, Winona Ryder turns 50, and on Sunday, Henry Winkler turns 76. Happy birthday to you. Sunrise today, 8:01 a.m., sunset tonight, 6:41 p.m., for a total of 10 hours, 40 minutes, and 28 seconds of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes and 18 seconds over yesterday. And your weekend weather forecast goes a little bit like this. Today, look for partly cloudy skies in the morning, then clearing with a high in the lower 60s. Tonight, clear with a low in the mid-30s. On Saturday, mostly sunny skies with a high in the mid-60s. Saturday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then mostly cloudy with a chance of rain after midnight. Look for a low in the mid-40s. And Sunday, rain likely with a high in the lower 60s. Sunday night, the same. Rain likely with a low in the lower 50s. Now let's take a look at events going on today, tomorrow, Sunday, and if I've got a little bit of time, I'll lead you into the next week. Let's start out 12 noon today, Alcoholics Anonymous Open Discussion. That's at the Grace Community Church, 525 Glen Avenue in Washington Courthouse, starting at 3 p.m. today and running until 8 p.m. It's the Lynchburg Area Joint Fire and Ambulance District's Firefighters Association Fish Fry. You get a choice of hand-breaded fish and or breaded shrimp, fish sandwich, or a hot dog meal served with french fries, coleslaw, hush puppies, and a dessert. Adult dinners are $10. Kids' dinners are $6. The fire department is located at 8123 State Route 135 in Lynchburg. Please stop by and support your local firefighters. Reformers Unanimous offers Christian support for all types of addiction tonight from 7 until 9 p.m. Meetings are held at the Greenfield Area Christian Center, 912 North 5th Street in Greenfield. Call 937-515-6748 or 937-876-9868 for more information. Alcoholics Anonymous Open Discussion Sunlight of the Spirit Group tonight at 7 p.m. at the First Church of God. Narcotics Anonymous, open discussion tonight at 7 p.m. at St. Colum Kill Catholic Church in Wilmington. Alcoholics Anonymous, open discussion, Reaching Hands Group tonight at 8 p.m. at the First Church of God. Alcoholics Anonymous, open discussion, Candlelight Meeting, 8 p.m. tonight at the United Methodist Church. And Alcoholics Anonymous meets tonight at the Peace Lutheran Church, 8 p.m., 231 Harry Sonner Road in Hillsboro. Now, Saturday, Amvets Post 61 is open to the public for breakfast Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 11 a.m. Post 61 is located at 11541 North Shore Drive in Hillsboro. For more information, give them a call, 937-393-2900. St. Mary's Episcopal Church of Hillsboro has a lunch program on the last Saturday of the month called Sandy's Free Lunch. That runs from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m., one lunch per person, and you must pick it up in person. The Harwood Christian Church will host their annual chili supper on Saturday from 3 until 7 p.m. The event is carry-out only. The menu includes chili, hot dogs, conies, ham, homemade chicken and noodles, broccoli, cauliflower slaw, desserts, including pumpkin roll, and apple, berry, pumpkin, peach, pecan, and chocolate pies for a free will donation. Curbside pickup will be offered for the carryout supper. The church is located at the crossroads of 131 and 134. For more information or to place an order, call Barb at 937-763-7972 or Judy at 937-205-0590. The Marshall School Committee will hold a Celebrate Fall Fish Fry this Saturday in the Marshall School Gymnasium from 4 until 7 p.m. Fish, chicken tenders, French fries, baked beans, coleslaw, desserts, and drinks, all for a donation. Proceeds will be used for replacement windows in the gym. For more information, call Christy at 937-402-0365 or Karen at 937-763-2421. Don't say that we don't eat good in Southern Ohio, because the Fruitdale Church will have a soup supper from 4 until 7 p.m. Saturday. The menu consists of all homemade soups, chili, vegetable soup, potato soup, bean soup with crackers, peanut butter sandwiches, desserts, and drinks. The church is located at 11223 State Route 41 South in Greenfield. A free will offering will be taken, and everyone is welcome to attend. Shower Up is a ministry by the Highland County Church of Christ located at 6670 U.S. Route 50. It runs from 4 until 6 p.m. You can take a shower, wash, and dry your clothes for free. No questions asked for those in need. If you need more information, contact Pastor Carl Flem at 513-630-5299. Alcoholics Anonymous open discussion Saturday night live group. That's Saturday night at 7 p.m. at St. Coleman's Church. Now let's move into Sunday. Join the Hillsboro First United Methodist Church for their weekly Sunday services at 8 and 9:30 a.m. The church is located at 133 East Walnut Street in Hillsboro. Everyone is welcome. They also have a service on their website available at 8:45 Sunday morning. The church's website is www.hillsborofirstumc.com. The Hollow Town Church of Christ hosts worship service from 8 to 9 a.m. The church is located at 2630 Hollow Town Road West in Hillsboro. That's off of State Route 138 between Danville and Buford. For more information, give them a call, 937-763-6056. Join the Peace Lutheran Church for their Sunday morning services. 9 a.m., you know where the church is at, 231 Harry Sonner Road. Don't worry if you can't make it. They also live stream their services on Facebook. Just look them up. Daystar Christian Center offers Sunday school at 10 a.m. and worship at 10:45 every Sunday. The church's pastor is Donna Whitaker. Daystar Christian Center is located at 2326 State Route 136 in Sugar Tree Ridge. For more information, call 937-544-5216. If life has got you down and you aren't sure where to turn, or if you're just looking for good fellowship and worship, Pastor Cole invites you to visit the Harriet Church, located at 3891 Harriet Road, just off of 124 in the community of Harriet. Sunday school at 10 a.m., church at 11, and Sunday evening services at 6 p.m. The Lakeview Baptist Church will hold services Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Sunday evening at 6 p.m. The church is located at 6733 Inverness Court in Hillsboro. The church's pastor is Reverend Keith Perkins. For more information, call 937-944-3894. Everyone is welcome to come and worship with them. Then Sunday evening, Alcoholics Anonymous Open Discussion Sabina Group. That's on the second floor of the Sabina Municipal Building, once again at 8 p.m. Also at 8 p.m., there is a religion-based recovery meeting open discussion at the Old Rose Avenue School in Washington Courthouse. On Monday, the Hillsboro Civil Service and Employee Relations Committee will hold a meeting at 6 p.m., 130 North High Street in Hillsboro. The purpose of this meeting is to review the Civil Service Manual. Tuesday evening, November 1st, it's Greenfield Village Council. That's at 7:30 p.m. in Council Chambers on the third floor of the City Building. The meeting will also be live streamed on the Village's Facebook page. For information and updates, go to greenfieldohio.net or the Village of Greenfield, Ohio's Facebook page. Then coming up on Wednesday, don't forget coffee is on at the Rainsboro United Methodist Church. That's from 7 until 10 a.m. We have a commissioners meeting at 9 a.m. The New Vienna Community Church meets at 6 p.m. And Lynchburg Masonic Lodge will have their November meeting at 7:30 p.m. Moving into Thursday, the Lynchburg Village Council will have their finance committee at 6 p.m. at the Lynchburg Village Administration Group. The Clinton County Alzheimer's Support Group meets from 6:30 until 8 p.m. Thursday at Cape May in the Campus Center, 150 Cape May Drive in Wilmington. Highland Lodge, number 38, meets at 7:30 p.m. for their Masonic meeting. The Brush Creek Township Trustees will hold their public meeting at 7 p.m. at the Brush Creek Township Fire Department. That's on Thursday. And on Friday, bingo is back at St. Mary Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Doors open at 5:45. Bingo starts at 7. The church is located at 119 East Walnut Street. Refreshments are served by the St. Mary Youth Group. New games and prizes are being featured. Then coming up the following Saturday, November 5th, from 4 until 8 p.m., it's your Sardinia Fire Department's annual chili supper. The fire department is located at 169 Winchester Street in Sardinia. They also have a big goods auction at the dinner. It starts at 6:30 p.m. and a silent auction. If you would donate to the silent auction or the baked goods for the baked good auction, it would be greatly appreciated. Call 937-212-0008 or 937-515-4884. The Unified Christian Men's Chorus will hold their annual Veterans Concert on Sunday, November 6th at 3 p.m. That's at the Wilmington Church of Christ, 909 West Locust Street. Special recognition will be given for all who served in the U.S. military in the Vietnam era. All men and women who served during the Vietnam era will be presented with a special hat commemorating their service. There's also a special tribute to the individuals from Clinton, Fayette, and Highland counties who were killed in action during the Vietnam War. The chorus is comprised of men from Clinton, Fayette, and Highland counties. The concert is free and open to the public with no reservations needed. All military will be honored regardless of the area of residence and era that you served. Special recognition will be done during the concert, and all military will be recognized at the conclusion of the program. The main entrance is at the back of the church building, which is accessible to everyone. There will also be 9 veterans concerts for this chorus. They look forward to honoring those who serve. If you have any questions, contact Bob Pitzer at 937-725-2821. And that reminds me, this one in from Steph Roland with the Highland County Veterans Services. There is a holiday toy drive to benefit the families of Highland County active duty National Guard reservists and honorably discharged veterans household. The toy drive will run November 1st through December 2nd at the Hillsborough Dollar Tree. Toys for qualified applicants may be picked up starting Wednesday, December 7th at the Highland County Veterans Service Office, 1575 North High Street, Suite 400 in Hillsborough. Through Operation Homefront's Holiday Toy Drive, millions of toys are donated at Dollar Tree stores nationwide. These items and other holiday gifts are distributed through the events, local FRGs, and community events to our nation's service members and veterans for appreciation and to help supplement the family during the holidays. They want to sincerely thank you for all that choose to serve. And thank you for those of you who are donating and supporting them. And wow, can you believe it? We're into November already. There will be an Election Day dinner at the Rainsboro United Methodist Church from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. That's on Tuesday, November 8th. The menu includes homemade chicken and noodle or beef and noodles, mashed potatoes, green beans, coleslaw, ham and bean soup, cornbread, hot dogs, sloppy joes, lemonade and iced tea, and homemade desserts for a free will donation to support future mission projects. Call ahead for a to-go order at 937-365-3028. Once again, the church is located at 7579 State Route 753 on the left towards Greenfield, just north of US 50. Those are the events that I have on my desk for you for today, tomorrow, Sunday, next week, and through November. Now for death announcements, as received by Herb Day Radio. The death of Lula M. Gallimore, age 80, of Hillsboro, passed away on Friday, October 21st at Bethesda North Hospital. She was born November 21st, 1941, in Sprigg, West Virginia, the daughter of the late Earl C. and Lula Roberts Johnson. A celebration of life will be 1 p.m. Saturday, November 5th, at the Greater Life Assembly Church in Hillsboro. Pastor Red Gallimore will officiate. The Turner and Son Funeral Home is serving the family. Once again, the death of Lula M. Gallimore, age 80, of Hillsboro. The death of Mary Lou Baker, age 87, of Hillsboro, passed away on Monday, October 24th. She was born in Falmouth, Kentucky, on October 5th, 1935, the daughter of the late Homer and Mary Dance. Graveside services will be 1 p.m. today at the Mount Moriah Cemetery in Cincinnati. The Thompson Funeral Home has the honor of serving the family. Once again, the death of Mary Lou Baker, age 87, of Hillsboro. The death of Judith Judy Farquhar, age 68, of Hillsboro, passed away on Monday at her home. She was born March 22, 1954, in Hillsboro, the daughter of the late Harry Barton and Helen Gass. Visitation will be held from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Monday at the Turner and Son Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Services take place at 1 p.m. following the visitation. Jim Bush will officiate. Burial to follow in the Hillsboro Cemetery. Once again, the death of Judith Judy Farquhar, age 68, of Hillsboro. The death of Gary Lee Beatty, age 69, of Leesburg, passed away on Tuesday at Highland District Hospital. He was born August 9, 1953, in Greenfield, the son of Roscoe and Kathleen Beatty. Cremation will take place and a celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Murray Fetro Funeral Home in Greenfield is serving the family. Once again, the death of Gary Lee Beatty, age 69, of Leesburg. The death of Wanda Lee Austin, age 90, of Bainbridge, passed away on October 23rd at home. She was born September 2nd, 1932, in Highland County, the daughter of the late John and Ruth Hodge. Graveside service will be 11 a.m. today in the Bainbridge Cemetery, with Troy Villers officiating. No calling hours will be observed. The Smith Moore Ebright Funeral Home of Bainbridge is serving the family. Once again, the death of Wanda Lee Austin, age 90, of Bainbridge. The death of Thomas J. Briggs, age 85, of Frankfurt, passed away on Sunday at Edina Regional Medical Center in Chillicothe. He was born July 7, 1937, in Ross County, the son of the late Jesse and Elizabeth Briggs. Funeral service will be held today at the Ebright Funeral Home in Frankfurt at 1 p.m. with his niece, Barbara Wood Salyers, officiating. Burial will be in the Greenlawn Cemetery with military honors. Visitation was last night. Once again, the death of Thomas J. Briggs, age 85, of Frankfurt. The death of Suzanne Benner Gregg, age 101, of Bainbridge, passed away on October 25th at Edgewood Manor in Greenfield. She was born December 11, 1920, in Ross County, the daughter of the late Paul and Ruby Benner. Funeral service will be 1 p.m. Saturday at the Smithmore Ebright Funeral Home of Bainbridge. Donald Eckert will officiate. Burial will be in the Twin Township Cemetery. Visitation from 11 a.m. until time of service at 1 p.m. Saturday. Once again, the death of Suzanne Benner Gregg, age 101, of Bainbridge. The death of Elizabeth Betty Mima Bowers, age 85, of Wilmington, passed away on October 27th at Ohio Living Cape May. She was born February 6, 1937, in Clinton County. The family will receive friends from 6 until 7 p.m. on Tuesday at the Smith Funeral Home in Wilmington. Mass of Christian burial will be 11 a.m. Wednesday at St. Columbkill Catholic Church. Burial in the Sugar Grove Cemetery. Once again, the death of Elizabeth Betty Mima Bowers, age 85, of Wilmington. The death of Marla K. Ellis, age 56, of Lynchburg, formerly of Sardinia, passed away on Tuesday at home. She was born July 24, 1966, in DeKalb, Illinois, the daughter of Bonnie Henderson of Sardinia and the late Irwin Curtis Henderson. Funeral service will be 12 noon Monday at the Sardinia Church of Christ. Brett Parker will officiate. Visitation from 10 a.m. until 12 noon time of service. Interment will be in the Sardinia Cemetery. The Cahill Funeral Home of Mount Orb is serving the family. Once again, the death of Marla K. Ellis, age 56, of Lynchburg, formerly of Sardinia. The death of Miriam Gail Livingston, age 76, of Sabina, passed away on October 24th. She was born November 8, 1945, the daughter of the late Lowell and Grace Smith Alexander. The family will receive friends today at the Littleton Funeral Home in Sabina from 11 a.m. until time of service at noon. Burial will follow in the Sabina Cemetery. Once again, the death of Miriam Gail Livingston, age 76, of Sabina. And those are the death announcements as reported to us at Herb Day Radio, a service of the Edgington family of funeral homes. I'll be back with a final thought after this.
This is Dan Mayo with a moment of inspiration. I recently heard the president of a national company talk about the importance of his faith in the workplace, that he lives for Jesus first. What we proclaim on Sunday is to be lived on Monday through Saturday. If you still work, remember Jesus is your ultimate supervisor and we work for him. And we are called in Scripture to work hard and to be a witness in our work ethic and to be used by Christ wherever we are and whatever we do.
This moment of inspiration is presented by the Edgington Funeral Homes of Hillsborough, Wilmington, and Morristown. You can visit them online at www.edgingtonfuneralhomes.com.
And now for a final thought. Just look beyond the clouds of gray for that silver lining sunlit ray appearing at the edge of your crowded day before it does fade away. I almost feel like I'm in an episode of Moon River, but you're too young to remember that. That comes to us from Summers in Laurel Canyon. That's all the time I've got to spend with you on the new day today and this week. As always, if there's something you'd like reported here, give me a call, send me a text, 937-579-1670, or send me a good old-fashioned email, Brian Vance New Day at HerbDayRadio.com. And until then, I will see you Monday on The New Day.